Mystic Mysteries Paranormal Podcast presents Michael Myers.
All right, so get ready because today we're going deep on Michael Myers.
Oh, boy.
You know, the masked guy from all the Halloween movies?
Right. Right.
And you guys sent in some seriously creepy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like this article from Ask Mystic Investigations.
Okay.
Which it's a site all about paranormal stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they asked the question, like, what is Michael Myers? And is he real?
Ooh, spooky.
I know, right? And their answer is, well, it's surprising.
Let's hear it.
They basically say that Michael Myers isn't just some made-up movie character.
Okay.
But he's based on a real guy.
What?
Yeah. They say this guy's name is Stanley Steers.
Stanley Steers.
And get this. They say the government has been covering up his whole existence for decades.
Oh, wow. Hold on a second. No.
I know. It sounds crazier.
Yeah. You got to be a little skeptical about these things.
Oh, totally. You got to keep your thinking cap on.
Mm-hmm.
But even if we're, you know, a little suspicious.
Right.
The story is still, it's a good one.
Okay. So tell me about Stanley Steers then.
All right. So Ask Mystic Investigations calls him the real Michael Myers.
Okay.
And his story, it starts back in 1912.
All right.
And his early life. It was rough, man.
How so?
The article says he was switched at birth.
Whoa.
Ended up with these abusive adopted parents.
Oh, no.
Bullied at school, the whole nine yards.
Man, that's a lot to deal with.
I know, right? Imagine the trauma.
Yeah. You think about the impact that kind of stuff can have on a person.
Exactly. It makes you think about, you know, that nature versus nurture thing.
Oh, for sure.
Like how much is predetermined and how much is environment.
Well, big question.
All right.
Psychologists consider that stuff all the time.
They do.
Especially in cases with people who become, you know,
violent.
Yeah.
It's scary to think about.
It's never an excuse, of course.
No, of course not.
But it shows how much those early years can really shape you.
Even as an adult.
For sure. Yeah. And in Steer's case, well,
it gets worse.
Much worse.
So they say on Halloween Eve in 1923, Storters was just 11 years old.
11.
Yeah. And they say he committed his first murders.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Killed his whole family.
His whole family.
Parents, sister, even the family dog.
That's awful.
And he was wearing, get this, a homemade costume.
What was he wearing?
A white mask and green coveralls.
Really?
Yeah. And then he went on to kill some of his classmates, too.
Oh, gosh. That's just
horrible.
The article said he had like superhuman strength.
I know, right? Like tossing grown men around like they were nothing.
11 years old.
11.
With superhuman strength.
It just doesn't seem possible.
Well, there's adrenaline, you know?
Right.
Your body can do some crazy things.
Like when a mother lifts a car off her kid.
Yeah, exactly. It's survival instinct.
Uh-huh.
But this kind of strength all the time.
Yeah.
It's a bit much, even for me.
And they say he had like a high pain tolerance.
Really?
Uh-huh. And he was super resilient. Almost like immortal.
Immortal kind of.
I know, it's a lot. Sound like a comic book.
Well, they have a theory.
The soulless superhuman theory.
That's the one.
What is that exactly?
So basically they're saying Steer's childhood, all that trauma, the darkness,
right,
it like severed his mind from his soul.
Whoa.
And that somehow unlocked all this hidden potential.
So like mind over matter, but evil.
Yeah. Something like that.
It's kind of fascinating.
It is.
Makes you think about the power of the mind.
Right. Like how much we don't know.
Exactly.
But we're getting into parapsychology here. This is the study of, you know, psychic stuff.
Like telekinesis?
Yeah, and precognition.
Oh, wow.
Things like that.
So it's not really like hard science.
That's really, it's very controversial.
Interesting.
So this soulless superhuman thing.
Yeah.
It's creative, sure, but you got to be careful with it.
Okay, so let's say for argument's sake that he didn't have superhuman powers.
Right.
The story doesn't end there.
Oh, no. What else happens?
So he gets caught.
Caught, okay.
And they put him in a mental institution.
You study him.
Right.
Makes sense. Try to understand him.
But Steers had other plans.
Oh, boy.
He broke out.
He escaped.
Oh, yeah. And then not just a regular escape.
What did he do?
This was on Halloween night, 1936.
All right.
And they say he snapped, killed some orderlies.
Oh, no.
Lifted a whole car over his head.
What?
And threw it at the feds.
No way.
All while being shot at.
This is getting a little hard to believe.
I know, it sounds crazy.
Just sounds like a movie.
And that was the last time anyone saw him.
Stanley Steers just disappeared.
Gone.
So is he still out there somewhere?
That's the question, isn't it?
That's a good place to stop for now.
Yeah, let's take a break and we'll come back to that.
All right, sounds good. So Steers just vanishes.
Right into thin air.
And this article says that's not even the end.
Hold on. They're saying he's still out there, like still killing people.
That's what they claim, but...
But he's been on the run for like, what, almost 100 years?
Yeah, it's a long time.
Wouldn't there be more proof? You know, like more sightings, something.
You'd think so, right?
Yeah, and the article doesn't really go into that.
They mention some killings.
Mm-hmm.
Always on Halloween, of course.
Right.
But they're vague.
Like no real details.
Not really. More like stories, you know?
Just rumors.
Basically. And that's where we got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Think critically.
And like, don't just believe everything you read.
Right. Because big claims.
Yeah.
They need big proof.
And we don't really have that here.
Nope.
It makes you think about why they're saying this stuff.
What do you mean?
Well, is Ask Mystic Investigations really sure about Steers?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they just trying to, you know, tell a good story?
It's possible, I guess.
There's a website about the paranormal.
Right, so they're going to lean into that.
Exactly.
But they do say they're having trouble finding him.
They can't track him down.
Nope, they make him sound super elusive.
Almost like mythical.
Yeah, like he's too good to be caught.
Which makes him even more like Michael Myers.
The ultimate boogeyman, right?
Always out there, in the shadows.
Waiting to strike.
So the article is basically saying
mm-hmm.
that this real guy
right.
is just like a horror movie villain.
Fact and fiction kind of blend together.
Exactly.
It's creaky, but it's also kind of brilliant.
And they say he might only be active on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. That part.
The rest of the year,
mm-hmm.
he could be anyone.
Your neighbor.
The guy at the grocery store.
Blending in, waiting.
That's a scary thought.
The monster next door.
That's like those horror movies where
mm-hmm.
evil looks totally normal.
Could be anyone.
Like we never really know who's around us.
Exactly.
And the article takes it even further.
How so?
They say Steers might be protected by...
By?
The dark side of the Halloween spirit.
I remember that.
It's like Halloween itself has a dark side.
Connected to Steers somehow.
So he's like a manifestation of that.
That's what they seem to be saying.
It's a really interesting idea.
It is.
Makes you think about where evil comes from.
Is it inside us or outside?
Right.
It's a question people have been asking forever.
And the article turns Steers into this, like...
A symbol.
Yeah, like he represents the darkness.
In all of us.
And the darkness of the world itself.
Wow.
And Halloween just makes it stronger.
Because we're already scared that night.
Right. Like, we're thinking about spooky stuff anyway.
They even put Steers on their most wanted list.
Number 9, right?
Yeah, right next to Santa Claus.
And Slender Man?
It's a strange mix.
It is.
A real killer with fictional characters.
It's like they're messing with us.
Making us question what's real and what's not.
It's all about the power of stories, isn't it?
Stories shape how we see the world.
And this story, whether it's true or not,
mm-hmm.
it makes us think about the things we can't explain.
The mysteries.
The things that go bump in the night.
Especially in Halloween.
Right. It's like they're giving us a real boogeyman to be afraid of.
Makes you want to keep the lights on.
Definitely. But before we get too spooked,
mm-hmm.
let's take a step back.
Okay.
What have we learned about Stanley Steers so far?
Well, he's the supposed real-life Michael Myers.
And Ask Mystic Investigations is mixing true crime with...
Paranormal stuff.
Mythology, folklore.
The whole shebang.
They've got this soulless superhuman theory.
Which is a cool idea.
But not very scientific.
Right. And we talked about trauma.
How it can affect people.
It can do terrible things.
And how Halloween just brings out...
Our fascination with the unknown.
With the darkness.
The stuff we can't explain.
Exactly.
But we're not done yet.
There's more.
Oh, yeah. In the last part.
Exactly.
We'll talk about what this all means.
All right. I'm ready.
And how to think critically about these kinds of stories.
Especially online.
It's important stuff.
Let's dive in. So this whole Stanley Steers thing,
mm-hmm.
it really makes you think about truth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, what's real and what's not?
Exactly. Especially with these stories
yeah.
where it's like part real life, part supernatural.
It's a blurry line.
And I think that's why people are so fascinated by, like...
The dark side of things.
Yeah, you know, like the stuff that's just below the surface.
The things we don't want to think about.
You go, but you got here.
Like, is there really a boogeyman out there?
Oh, could my neighbor be a secret killer?
Those kind of questions.
And the article doesn't really prove anything.
No hard evidence.
But it makes you wonder, you know?
It plants that seed of doubt.
What if there's more to the world than we see?
What if all the scary stories are true?
And that makes me think about how much we believe because of the stories we hear.
The books we read, the movies we watch.
Even articles like this one.
That shapes our reality.
It's a big responsibility for storytellers.
Especially when they mix fact and fiction.
like Ask Mystic Investigations. Mm-hmm. They're all about the paranormal. So they're going to play that up.
Of course. But you got to wonder about the impact.
On people who, you know, might actually believe it.
Right. Some people are more susceptible to that stuff.
And it's even harder now.
With the internet.
So much information out there.
It's hard to know what's true.
Anyone can say anything.
And social media just amplifies it.
It's like, how do we even know what to believe anymore?
That's where critical thinking comes in.
Being skeptical.
Yeah, not just believing everything you see.
But also not dismissing everything out of hand.
It's about finding that balance.
Asking questions.
Like, who's saying this?
What's their motivation?
Is there any proof?
And being aware of our own biases.
Because we tend to believe things that fit our worldview.
Even if they're not true?
It's a human thing.
So this deep dive, it's been about Stanley Steers.
The real Michael Myers.
The claims of Ask Mystic Investigations.
And the whole question of truth versus fiction.
It's been a wild ride.
But the biggest lesson here
is to think critically.
Don't just believe everything you hear.
Question everything.
Especially online.
Because the truth.
It's out there.
But it takes work to find it.
And remember,
there might be a real boogeyman out there.
So be careful this Halloween.
Keep your eyes open and your mind sharp.
Until next time.
Stay curious.
This has been a Mystic Investigations production in association with the secret world of the supernatural.